Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Bart, and I run the agency called Automate Now, and this podcast is all about human approach to sales. Because we have a early morning of the first possibly working day for many, the 6th of January 2025, I decided to record a short message from me, the owner of the Automate Now agency, to discuss what's coming new, what is coming into the HubSpot ecosystem, how 2025 will gonna look like. Many of our customers are using different functions of the HubSpot, mainly now sales. However, more hubs has been added over the time, and I think it's going to be quite a lot of investment in that area. So today, let me just focus on a couple of ideas, what and how HubSpot can help you to grow in 2025. So I'd like to start with AI. For the last two inbound events, HubSpot was pretty clever working with AI, and AI now is everywhere. And if you use a copilot in your social media posts, or whether you're creating a landing page, the AI help you to get better, quicker. And one of the what will happen in 2025, it's going to be more of these and in more in-depth. So one of the first thing that is coming to my mind is sales and customer service data and the system, the AI, who will be more clever in terms of, in terms of the data management. So eventually, probably the segmentation will happen because of the AI. AI will be more clever whose contact in your database is more ready for next step in their buyer journey. It's going to be more clever in terms of who is engaging more or less by taking into consideration something like clicks, contacts with the clients, and so on. And also it will analyze what type of content are you sending to these people. And it will help you to build better emails, basically. Better emails, better summary of the conversations. So I think, watch this space. I think this is going to be a pretty big one in inbound. It's more about not if to use AI. It's more how to use AI to do work quicker. The second part is content. I think this is going to be a massive one. As an agency owner, we have opted in to a content enterprise, actually. Yes, it's massive potential to build very quick content. I am in particular interested in landing pages and AI, how landing pages can, how AI can help us to get better conversion. Still in a private beta, I think at this stage, there is an option for AI to create landing page that will convert better. So it means a different image, different CTAs, and system will basically build it for you. Bear in mind, AI requires a prompt, so landing page requires a really good investment. So if you have a really good landing page to start with, then creating an AB form for AI landing page is going to be massive. But content is not all about landing page. It's all about being smart with content. So looking at what people actually are consuming out of what they're clicking, what they're liking, and then investing in that content would be the massive one. I would probably, if you're in B2B business, I would probably go for short videos, and I will go go for a podcast like here, as that is a fantastic prompt without massive investment. Breeze and ABM, I think within AI, this is a big one, and account-based marketing, this is what ABM stands for, traditional corporate way of selling, to understand, instead of targeting thousands of different people or companies, ABM seems to work the way that you target specific businesses and you learn about their structure, their relationships, their struggles, and then you try to build that connections leading to sales. And I think this is going to be a big one. It's going to be Breeze and ABM. That is quite natural step for Breeze moving forward. What I mean by that is Breeze intelligence and looking for connections that will be a great contact that they need to be in your database. That's probably the big one. And ABM is recognizing the different relationships. It might happen that HubSpot will invest in some kind of heat relationship heat map, giving you idea of where that is, where there are some strengths and weaknesses within that relationships, and what type of people are driving what relationships, helping to understand more about ABM strategy. And I think 2025, it's also be a commerce hub. And the reason I think Commerce Hub is, I think they did mention at some point during one of the event that Commerce Hub will become bigger and bigger. I think 2025 by end of the day is from the quote to cash, and Commerce Hub is not only a payment link anymore. It's going to be more working with your invoicing system such as QuickBooks and Xero. It's going to be more integrated with subscriptions. Probably will get kind of funnel approach that many of us waiting, and to upsell more functions. I'm still waiting for free codes at the moment under the payment links. When you use free codes, you can't have a basically free product. So if we are selling events and conferences, we won't be able to create a free ticket, which is pretty a shame. So there are lots of different tiny things that the Commerce Hub requires. And I'm thinking, we don't know yet whether HubSpot will start looking at B2C clients such as Shopify. However, I think it might be the option to for them to consider. So watch the space for the Commerce Hub. Commerce Hub is coming, I think, big in 2025. Look for how you can from one place to quickly monetize your traffic, your members, and it's also a great opportunity for any developers developers and rather apps agencies who would like to take advantage of this Commerce Hub and connect with third-party connectors that will help for you to streamline the operations. That is from me. I think this is my take for HubSpot 2025. Watch the space, and thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoy your 2025. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.